Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast. Today is Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour on November 9th, 2016, and it's a fabulous day for those who believe in the right to life. For those who believe that killing babies unborn is killing humans. For those who believe the family and those believe and respect life from birth until death. Today is a great day. Last night, the United States elected Donald J. Trump as its Vice President of the United States. All the good things that Mr. Trump said he's going to do, we pray that they will be fulfilled. We will pray for Donald J. Trump. We would pray for his vice president nominee, Mike Pence, a great man. And for all those he chooses in the cabinet, and all those who will nominate for Supreme Court justice. May they do justice and believe in the Constitution of the United States. May those justices believe not in only our freedoms, freedom of religion, freedom of a Second Amendment rights, our freedom to love our God Almighty. So, Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, today I want to thank you and praise you for you do our God's will. And that's all I ever ask, our Lord. A humble servant, a flawed sinner that I will serve you. And that our President of the United States will also serve you. And our Vice President, Mike Pence, will also serve you and all his cabinets that he chooses. May they always do God's will. So today, as I said, we're doing a special prayer. It's called the Hour of Mercy. For those who don't know or are aware of the Hour of Mercy, it's the 3 o'clock hour, 3 to 4 o'clock. It's the hour that our Lord died on the cross. So we're honoring that hour. And it states here, where I'll be reading this before the prayer, that for those who do these prayers, you could ask our Lord, and it will be granted. So I want to thank our Lord, because I asked and prayed that you would have a way to save the unborn from a cruel death, something that wasn't necessary. It's called abortion on demand. And here's the statement before. It says, one occasion, Jesus said to Saint Faustina, I remind you, my daughter, that as often as you hear the clock strike the third hour, immerse yourself completely in my mercy, adoring and glorifying it. Invoke its omnipotence for the whole world, in particular for poor sinners. For at that moment, mercy was open wide for every soul. In this hour, you can obtain everything for yourself and for others, for those who are asking. The Diary, 1572. Christ desires that the moment of his agony on the cross will be honored every day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when he said it was the hour of grace for the whole world. Mercy triumphs over justice. Diary, 1572. He desires that his sorrowful passion be meditated at that hour, because it was then that the love of God for humankind was made manifest. Jesus desires the mercy of God to be adored and exalted, and those who recite this chaplet implore the graces for themselves and for the entire world through the merits of his passion. My daughter, try your best to make the stations of the cross in this hour. Provide that your duties permit it. Jesus recommended to Sister Fascinita, and if you're not able to make the stations of the cross, then at least set up in a chapel for a moment and adore the Blessed Sacrament. My heart, which is full of mercy, should be unable to step in the chapel. Immerse yourself in prayer where there you happen to be, if only for a brief instant. Another occasion, Jesus said the same passage, in this hour I will refuse nothing to the soul that makes a request of me in the virtue of my passion. Diary 1320. The prayer of the hour of mercy is strictly linked to the third hour in the afternoon. We should address our petitions to Jesus himself. It is also necessary to refer the virtues and the merits of his sorrowful passion. Here's the prayer. The prayer at the hour of mercy. O blood and water that gush forth from the heart of Jesus as the fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Diary 187. Jesus said to St. Fascinita, when you say this prayer with a contrite heart and with the faith on behalf of some sinner, I will give him the grace of conversion. Diary 186. Extractions from the diary and St. Fascinita for meditation. 1. God, you could have saved thousands of the world with one word. A single sigh from Jesus would have been satisfied your justice. But you yourself, Jesus, purely out of the love for us, underwent such a terrible passion. Your Father's justice would have been propagated with a single sigh from you, and all yourself abasement is solely the work of your mercy and your inconceivable love. Leaving the earth, O Lord, you wanted to stay with us, and so your life with us yourself in the sacrament of the altar, and you opened the whole your mercy to us. There is no misery that could exhaust you. You could have called us all in the fountain of love to be the spring of God's compassion. Here is the tabernacle of your mercy. Here is the remedy for all our ills. To you, O living spring of mercy, all souls are down. Some are like the deer, thirsting for your love, others to wash the wounds of their sins, and still others exhausted to life to draw strength. At the moment of your death on the cross, you bestowed upon us eternal life, allowing the most holy side to be open. You opened an inexhaustible spring of mercy for us, giving us your dearest passion and possessions, the blood and the water from your heart. Such is the abundance of your mercy from all the grace that flows to us. Diary 1747. O Jesus, eternal trust, our life, I call upon you. I beg your mercy for poor sinners. O sweetest heart of my Lord, full of pity and unfathomable mercy, I plead with you for poor sinners. O most God heart, font of mercy, from which gush forth the rays of inconceivable graces upon the entire human race, I beg you of your light for the poor sinners, O Jesus. Be mindful of your own bitter passion and do not permit the loss of souls redeemed at the dear price of your most precious blood. Oh, Jesus, when I consider the great price of your blood, I rejoice as immensely, for the deep alone would have been enough for the salvation of all sinners. Although your sin is an abyss of weakness and ingratitude, the price paid for us can never be equaled. Therefore, let every soul trust in the passion of the Lord and place its hope in his mercy. God will not deny his mercy to anyone. Heaven and earth may change, but God's mercy will never be exhausted. Oh, your immense joy burns in my heart when I completely your incomprehensible goodness. Oh, Jesus, I desire to bring all sinners to your feet that they may glorify your mercy throughout the endless ages. Diary 72. Oh, Jesus, stretch out upon the cross. I implore you, give me the grace of doing faithfully the most holy will of your Father in all things, always and everywhere. When this will of God will be seen to me very harsh and difficult to fulfill, it is then I beg you, Jesus, may the power and strength flow upon me from your wounds. May my lips keep repeating, your will be done, O Lord, O Savior of the world, lover of man's salvation, who in such terrible torment and pain forgot yourself to only think of the salvation of souls. O most compensated Jesus, grant me the grace to forget myself that I may live totally for souls, helping you in the works of salvation, according to the most holy will of your Father. Diary 1255. Amen. And again, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the blessing of our country. Thank you for the gift of Donald J. Trump to our country. Thank you for letting him lead our people and your people to the Father. For we are all sinners and need to repent. We are all stained of sin. But through our Lord Jesus Christ and through your mercy, you will forgive our sins. And we will repent and build your kingdom here on earth. Amen. And God bless you all. And God bless the universe. And God bless our country, the United States of America.